Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, and we're going to do the first of our three versions of this unified bank profile. It's called the Kalamazoo Nailers. There are three of them, and there are three trips to Kalamazoo this year. So batting first, it's Brandon Sagen. And Sage, what's it like, first of all, having two guys that you played with last season on the same team this year again?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's nice having Vic and Boom, in Kalamazoo here, and it makes that transition a little easier having guys you're familiar with. So it's been fun so far, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Let's take you through last season. As you had played in the ECHL before with Utah, you had taken the previous year off. How did you think that it went for you getting back into the scheme of things and trying to play a full season after having one off?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's difficult coming back when you don't play the previous year, but I really appreciated Cooey and Arms bringing me in and giving me a chance to play and, get back to playing, obviously the game I love. So, had a good time in Wheeling, and it'll be interesting to, play against them tonight.
What's one of your biggest takeaways from your time with the Nailers? I know that the team seemed very close, and I feel like that was a big part in helping the team achieve a lot of success on the ice.
Yeah, I think you said it. I think the friendships I made there, that's the biggest takeaway from that. Hockey world's pretty small, so we still keep in touch with quite a few guys, even though that we're competitors on the ice. That's the good thing about hockey. You can battle hard on the ice and compete, and then once the game's over, you can still catch up with those guys.
What do you like about playing in the Central Division? I've heard a lot of players say that the competition, the skill level of this division is so much higher than some of the others in this league.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the travel is pretty good too. That's another bonus. But I think just the competition and the parity in this division is pretty high, and so I think when you're in this division, like, you can really improve your game, because when you're playing against the best players, then that's when you're going to be at your best.
What was one of the things that really jumped out at you about Kalamazoo that made that want to be one of your biggest targets to go play for this season?
I think I knew some of the guys on the team, just talking to my agent and stuff, but also just talking to Marty and Bootlin before that, but I just had a really good feeling about talking to Marty and the coaching staff here, so, and Schulte here, so that's the biggest thing.
Saw you got a goal on Wednesday night. What are you looking at in your own game as trying to take another step forward here as you continue your professional career?
I think just, like you said, taking a step in my game, kind of rounding up my game, working on my defensive game to be a complete player that the coach can rely on. And obviously, leadership and stuff like that is something I want to take a step. And then also just, obviously all players want to work on their offensive game and stuff like that. So just kind of, I would say, rounding up my game and stuff like that.
Standings wise, you guys and the Nailers are very close right now. You guys have a couple of wins over Toledo. I'm sure that's a very happy scenario for you. What have you guys done this year in your wins that have made you successful?
Yeah, I think just playing three full periods. We've had some tough losses where we maybe took a period off, but just staying consistent when we're playing so many games throughout the year, that's kind of the biggest thing for us, and I think we were able to string a few games together there, and just looking to continue that on here.
In addition to your friendships with some of the players that you'd already played with, what do you like about this team right now? Is there something on the ice, in the locker room? What do you like about these guys?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty close team. At the apartments, guys are always hanging out and stuff like that. So I think, when you have a close team off the ice, it translates to on the ice, and so that's always a good thing.
You had a chance to play the Nailers once at WestBanco Arena already. What was your favorite moment going into that game? Who was somebody that you really were looking forward to lining up against, shooting the breeze, maybe a little bit of a chirp fest out there? What did you like?
Obviously, Drevich is going to be chirping all game long, so kind of expecting that. But, obviously another guy, Felix Perret, roommates last year, and that was the guy I was looking forward to seeing. But pretty much all the returning guys, it was nice seeing those guys. But, it wasn't the result we wanted, so looking to take that next step this game.
having been on both sides of the rivalry, what do you think is the biggest X factor when the Nailers and the Wings go head-to-head?
I think if we stick to our game and play like I know we can, I think we'll have a better outcome than last game. It's a good matchup. Both are really solid teams. So I think it just comes down to preparation and X's and O's and that kind of stuff, and who can play a more consistent game.
Very good, Sage. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with me. It's always great to see you, and I look forward to watching you on the ice tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Deej. Good seeing you.
Brandon Sage in our Unified Bank profile, a former Nailer now playing with Kalamazoo. This is the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.